than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. Thank you for listening to us on Christmas. How's it going, guys? Merry Christmas. Hope you guys are having a great holiday season. Hope you guys are ripping open presents. Maybe you even got yourself a new Ravens jersey, hat, mittens. I don't know what you got.
A pair of gold pants.
Nobody wants those. That's if you were bad. That's if you're a Steelers fan.
If you were on the naughty list, you probably got them stupid purple pants or not gold pants.
That's right. That's right. If you're a Steelers fan, you got gold pants. That's what happens. Joining me as always, my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Here we are. Merry Christmas. Steeler Hate Week. I love this week because you know what? We're going for the season sweep of the Steelers. I love it.
That's hopefully we can make that happen. And
we have no chance in hell. Let me state that right now. let's just put that disclaimer out there, because anybody see what Antonio Brown's been doing?
He's been doing pretty well.
Yeah, the guy's he's no slouch. The guy's a beast among beasts. I'm telling you right now, if anybody's in any form of fantasy championship DraftKings, you better start him 100%, as always. But I think this dude's going to rip us a new one. Not only the Steelers, but I don't think it's in the cards, man. I mean, if somehow we could – I mean – we had our guys on Thursday Night Football back in week 4 when we won our first game when we were 0-3. And that we barely – because we should have lost that game. Steelers gave that game right to us because they were in range and had some stupid play calls to go for it on 4th-and-1 and didn't really get it done. So, I mean, getting right down to it, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm kind of glad I got a great laugh at it, but we really don't. I don't see any game plan. As bad as I hate to really break it down and say, oh, I want the Ravens to – beat them so bad at Steeler Hate Week. And I really do. Like, I'm watching that Denver game, and I'm like, I mean, the Steelers are down 2 touchdowns. I'm like, oh, they're done. And then even if they had lost, we basically could have beat them this weekend to put them out of playoffs. That would have been awesome. Like, oh, my God, it's a playoff game. But nothing would make me more than to really come down to, because I think the scenario – I don't know what the playoff scenarios are, but obviously if the Chiefs and the Jets keep winning and if we can somehow knock off the Steelers, they would basically almost be out of playoffs, because the – Bengals won over the Niners even without A.J. Green in there, and A.J. McCarron, or not A.J. Green, and Andy Dalton, who's out for the year, and A.J. Green. So they have A.J. Green, A.J. McCarron. They have the weapons there, but they pulled out the win, so they still have the division lead. So the Bengals could pull out the division championship. The Steelers could be on the outside looking in. So this is a huge game, even though they did move this from Sunday Night Football, which I don't blame them. But this is a huge, huge game, man. Huge.
And for a lot of these guys, because how many friggin' replacement guys, scab guys do we have here on the Ravens? This is their first time really being a part of this rivalry, Ravens-Steelers. So I'm intrigued to see how these Ravens players who are new to this team play, because they've never been in this type of experience before. I'm sure they're going to play hard. I don't know. Like you said, there's no chance of them winning, but are we going to see guys like Zardarius Smith, Max Williams, a guy like Chris Givens, a lot of these guys who
have... Who?
Chris Givens. Come on.
Who? I know I sound like an owl, but who?
You know, he's
Chris Givens on the team.
He's still on the team.
I don't think he logged a stat on Sunday.
Well, you know, we know Buck Allen had a rough game on Sunday.
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys who have a little bit of talent here, who we might see next year, they're getting their first taste of Ravens Steelers. I'm hoping that this puts a little bit more gas in the tank for these guys, and they at least make this game close and fun to watch, and it isn't going to be another blowout. We'll see what happens, but what do you think? Is this going to be a blowout, or is this going to be a game that's going to be a little bit closer? I feel as if just because it's Ravens Steelers, there might be a little bit more umph for these guys to actually do something.
You know, I almost want to be tempted to just bite that carrot on that string, but I'm not going for it. It's the Ravens have shown they ran out of gas. The tank's gone. It's empty. It's going to be just. I think it's going to be just like the Seahawks, where the Steelers' offense is just firing. I just don't see it. They have. I mean, they got Ben. They got. Antonio Brown's on another world right now. Dude, the guy had almost 200 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns against the Broncos, the best defense in football, or the number one defense, I think, or statistically, are up there. And he torched them. So what do you think they're going to do here? I mean, we let, you know, Lockett and Del Bowman run around here 2 weeks ago against the Seahawks. We had some big plays against the Chiefs. We're going right down the field. They got Macklin, got a touchdown, went right down the field. So, and I just think that with the Steelers and they know it's at stake, I just don't see any momentum. Like, this is the kind of game where it's really us against the world right now, and I don't see any chance. So if the Ravens do pull it out, I'll truly be shocked, and I'll probably be flipping out in the stands, because if this game's anywhere sort of closer, we have a lead. I'm going to be so on edge, because this game, I'm leaving on the field. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I haven't been in the recent home games, but this home game, I just confirmed that my buddy who's a Marine, he's coming up. His birthday was pissed past Sunday. He's coming up for the tailgate. So we're going to have a big tailgate. He's coming up. We have a lot of fans showing up. So I'm really hoping that the fans show up. No Steeler fans. Take the tickets. And that's very important. Get the home field advantage. And I really would love us to see a really, truly playoff atmosphere. Send this team out. Show our support into next year, because this is the last home game until come preseason August next year. So we have a whole 8 months without football here. So we need to get it going. We need to show up.
Now let's talk about that atmosphere that you're talking about. I think there's going to be a ton of Steeler fans in the stands.
Can I cue it on 3, 2, 1?
I know.
I don't want to
deal with Steeler fans talking about the team, bad mouthing the team. But I have a feeling like after the Red Sox got really hot and they won the World Series again, we saw Red Sox fans invade Camden Yards, and they even held up signs that say this is now Fenway South, and they would come mm-hmm. here every season and take over the stadium for 3 days. So I mean, it's going to be pretty hard to do that with Raven Steelers, but I have a feeling there's going to be more yellow in the stands and in that stadium than we're used to. And even after last week's terrible yellow pants mustard fiasco, there's going to be a lot of poorly dressed people in the stands wearing black and gold.
I'm already expecting this, dude. I'm expecting to see nothing but yellow towels and stupid little yellow and black little hats and, oh, go Steelers, here we go. And now I'm expecting it. And I'm not going to be disrespectful, because they're in our house and we own the place, so they're coming to us. But I will remind them and any Steelers fans, friends that you know, that they could brag about their stupid Sixburg and they could shove up those rings where the waste comes out. But because I'm tired of hearing it, because in the last 40 years, the Ravens Steelers are tied with 2 titles apiece. So I say this. I know my Ravens history. I was born in 86, 3 years after the Colts left. The Ravens are all I know, okay? But I do my research. I know old Baltimore Colts players. I know what the Colts Super Bowls were. I know all that. I know my team's history. But don't sit there and say Sixburg when you weren't even born for the first 4 titles, and you don't even know who probably won those first 4 titles, and you probably couldn't even tell me what game the Immaculate Reception was in, because it was in one of the playoff games, because they should have lost that game. They shouldn't even won one of those Super Bowls. The only reason why they won one of those Super Bowls is thanks to that stupid Immaculate Reception. So it was a lucky play. But I can't really say that, because we had 2 lucky plays on our own, 4th and 29 in Mile High Miracle, to get us a title. So we've been there too. So it happens. I mean, those plays happen. But I digress from my point. My point being here is we can brag, because I was there in person. Almost a year ago, you know, about a couple weeks, it would be a year ago, when we went to Heinz Field and won a wild card game when they were division champs, and they were one and done the playoffs, and it was great to see. It was Polamalu's last game. Bye-bye, Polamalu. We sent him into retirement. You're talking about Steve Smith not wanting to go out with a talent on his head. Well, I saw Polamalu, one of the great players, he walked off the field a loser, so it was great to see. I was not there the last time, but we've won the last two games in a row against the Steelers, and both of them were in Heinz Field. So they can brag all they want, but recent history shows you ain't beat us recently, and especially over the last calendar year. So put up or shut up, and I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, it's
but this team has no chance in hell. I'm telling you, but, I mean, it's probably gonna end. But if the Ravens do it, I mean, I'm gonna rejoice from here on out, man, because that would be unprecedented. That would be the upset of the century, the year. That would be it right there.
Yeah.
And 2015, what was your most memorable moment? Was that if we ended up winning the next three in a row against Pittsburgh like that, and we beat them and knock them out of playoffs, something crazy happens. I'm just going to be flipping out. it's going to be comical. You see, I might have to post a video when something. I'll be going crazy.
Oh man, yeah, it's going to be a rough one to watch. It's going to be very very bad to watch. But I'm interested to see what a couple players can do. Specifically, I want to see what Buck Allen can do. Can he bounce back after those two fumbles that he had in the last two games? I remember a couple weeks ago after Forsett went down that I said Buck Allen was going to be challenging Justin Forsett for the starting position because he was doing so well. Then back-to-back games, he fumbles. We saw what happened. He was in the Harbaugh doghouse for a big chunk of the game last Sunday. I think after he fumbled it, he didn't even come back into the game until very late, if at all. I mean, I don't recall him coming back in at all. But I want to see if he can bounce back, if he's even given the shot as the starter running back. I want to see what he does with that opportunity to right his wrongs, especially against the Steelers. So that's who I'm looking for. I want Buck Allen to make some sort of impact. What about you?
I think he's going to have to make an impact if we even want to make it a chance. He's going to be the focal point in the running game because we all know the running game sets up the pass. And Kamar Aiken's going to have to show up big in this one. We know he's going to show up big because he's the true number one, and he's been absolute beasting for us. And it's going to have to match because we're going to have to score points because we're not going to stop the Steelers' offense. So it's definitely going to come down to we need everybody really performing up to their potential because – I mean, honest with you, the Bengals game is kind of irrelevant and looking past this game because the Bengals already think they're going to win the division, hands down. They got a stranglehold on that, especially if they win this weekend, and it's pretty much lights out. So I think the Ravens are pretty much what they should do is leave it all out. It's the last home game at M&T Bank this year and for another 8 months. Let's show the fans, let's show everybody, hey, we're going to put up a fight, and it's an AFC North battle. Ravens Steelers rivalry. We got moved from Sunday night because of the ramifications of that. Let's show them in the 1 o'clock spot that we belong in prime time, and we're going to put up a fight because I would love nothing more than us to be the upset of the day. And what's even better, because the darling matchup of the Giants Vikings game, it got moved to prime time, and with Odell Beckham's antics, he's not playing because he's got a one game suspension. And I don't know if you heard this, but. And if you saw the video, it was crazy. I mean, the guy was just playing out of control and let his emotions get the best of him. But he actually reached out to Ray Lewis after the game and sought counsel because of the range of emotions he was playing. So, and Ray set him straight. He said, bro, you're out of line, man. And he owned up to it. So, you know, everybody's saying, oh, Odell Beckham's a dirty player. No, because he hasn't had a track record of that. It was just, I think, that game with playing the Panthers, the Giants were in – a playoff in mode where, you know, they got to win. They're fighting for the division with three games to go. You have the emotions of a 13-0 Panthers team coming in here. You're trying to beat them. The game, they came fast and furious and came all the way back. So I think it was just the emotion of the game and the intensity. It just got out of hand. I mean, you've probably seen it in Capitals games where, and you've seen it in other games where emotions do get the best of players and stupid things happen. So, but you know, with that being said, I think that was pretty cool how he reached out to Ray Lewis, and Ray Lewis still has his footprint in the NFL, not only as an analyst for ESPN, but he's that mentor, man. Players are reaching out to him. It's great.
That's really cool, and at least this guy admits that he knows what happened and he wants to figure out how to be better for his team.
Because we've seen it here.
Oh yeah.
How many times we've seen meltdowns here? I mean, remember, I don't know if it's with the and I think it correlates with undefeated teams, because remember the Patriots came in here with their perfect season and we tried to beat them on a Monday Night Football game and it seemed like everything was going wrong and Bart Scott took the flag and threw it.
Yes.
I It was, yeah, it's the same thing because we've had meltdowns here. How many times have we had craziness happen to where, you know, some crazy antic happens? I mean, the Ravens players would never do that, but Bart Scott just got really mad and was like, I'm going to throw a flag because it seemed like every time we stopped them, they would throw some stupid penalty to keep the drive going and keep the Patriots undefeated. So, and it was funny because how the Panthers game was undefeated, the Patriots were undefeated in their perfect season. So I think it's something with perfect seasons that makes other teams go crazy. That's what I'm thinking. But it's a funny correlation with that. But we've had it here. I mean, we've had meltdowns. We've had a meltdown to where we had, what, like 20-something penalties that one game in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Billick's last year here. It was like nuts. I mean, we went up to Detroit for a football game, and we had like 20 penalties in the game. It was nuts. I mean, I've never seen it that bad. So we've had it here. But speaking of that, you got to keep the emotions in check for the Ravens Steelers because emotions going to be high because the Steelers are fighting for a spot still. They're outside looking in at 9-5, and they're trying to do something. And we have bragging rights because we've owned them the last two games in their house. So, you know, let's take it. Let's leave it all out on the field today or this weekend, I should say.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. But, Josh, have we covered everything on this Christmas morning?
Steeler Hate Week number 2. We covered it this Christmas week.
All right. So, everybody, if you want to continue the conversation, hey, if you just want to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays to Josh or I, you can. We are both on Twitter. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. And, Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there, as well as Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Let people know about us on the social media, on the web. Say, be proud of it. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. It's Steelers Hate Week, so I'm wearing my purple no matter what. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you're social. Just tell people, you know, show everybody all the presents you got. Have a cup of eggnog and then put your earbuds in, or maybe your new Apple product or your new Android device, and listen to The Call with your new presents on Christmas morning. How cool is that, guys? All right, so that is pretty much it for the Purple Friday, Purple Christmas. I don't even know what to call it. Purple Friday preview. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much, man. Merry Christmas to all. Once again, I hope you had a great, great Christmas Eve with all your family and friends and enjoying the time together. Hope everybody, you know, really spent that time and got everything they wanted and really had the joy of giving and seeing somebody else receive some things. We're getting down to it, man. The gift of Ravens football is here. The season finale at home right before we end the year in Cincinnati. And here we go, man. We love to hate this team, Ravens Steelers. We always get into it, man. It's always something going on. And the contests have been close, so given the recent track record of our first 12 games being decided by 8 points or less, we beat them in week 4 with one of those wins. You know, every game's been contested. Even the playoff win wasn't even close to the 30-14 win in the playoffs. Every game here has been contested with these two teams, so I'm really interested to see what it comes down to. We need everybody in full force. Please, guys, don't give up your tickets. Don't let Steeler tickets buy these things online. Make them pay out the nose and the arm and the leg for it, man. Make them pay. If they want tickets, they're going to $500 a pop. You know, if they really want to see the Ravens play in Baltimore and they want to give up these tickets, make these Steelers fans pay, please, because we don't want any of them in there. We want our Ravens faithful and show. We want the purple walls to show up and really, really have it come bringing it, man. I really can't wait to get after it. Tailgating's going to be fun. Getting after it, enjoying every minute of this Sunday and soaking it up because it's the last time we're going to be enjoying this till August and tailgating and getting back into the stadium. With that being said, enjoy the weekend, Christmas vacation, Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high against these Steelers.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.